From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. China's Communist Party unveiled its new slate of leaders today in Beijing. Seven men in the country's once-in-a-decade transfer of leadership. As always, the selection process was secretive with no public input. To find out how it played beyond China's big cities, NPR's Frank Langfitt visited a farming village and sent this report.
An elderly couple is winnowing rice in the front yard of their home in a tiny village about 200 miles from Shanghai. They've just watched China's incoming leaders, including Xi Jinping, the new general secretary of the Communist Party, appear for the first time on national TV. I asked the husband, Wu Beiling, if he recognizes any of them. We don't know them. We don't know them, he says. Xi Jinping was just unveiled. I'm not very familiar with the rest of the members. Wu, 66, wears a denim hat with flaps that cover his neck and ears to protect them from the sun. He says villagers have no personal feel for the country's leaders. They're in Beijing, Wu says. We're here. Top leaders don't come here. There's no connection. But Wu still supports the Communist Party. He and his wife, Wang Heying, says life here has improved over the years. And Wang, who wears a conical bamboo hat and wields a matching bamboo shovel, attributes that progress to party leaders, even if she can't name most of them.
They pay attention to every aspect of our lives, senior citizens, children going to school. Look at our village. Paved roads lead to other villages. We have street lamps. Every house has a TV. Do you think this life now is good or not?
If you walk around town, you can see improvements. Most of the houses here are two stories tall, made of cinder block, and on top of the roofs, you see solar panels so people can have hot showers. A number of people here have cars, and right in front of me, I'm looking at a couple of motorcycles. That helps explain the varied reactions to China's leadership transition this past week. In big cities and online, some derided the process as an authoritarian charade, out of step with China's economic development and growing sophistication. Here in rural China, though, there's a reservoir of goodwill and people are more accepting. Today, a group of villagers gathered on tiny wooden stools and watched the party's new leaders walk across a television screen.
Now please join me in a warm applause to welcome the standing committee members.
Xi Jinping, the new party chief, addressed the nation. He talked about the need to improve people's lives and clean up the party.
The problems among our party members and cadres of corruption, taking bribes, being out of touch with the people.
Wang Jiushou is an 83-year-old retired teacher. He likes what he hears. His speech focused on issues concerning people's lives, Wang says, like health insurance, pensions, and environmental protection. What he said was in line with people's interests. That's not to say that people here are completely satisfied. Sitting around Wang's dining table, sipping green tea from plastic cups, villagers say rural people still need a lot of help. And the major issues, health care and a growing income gap, would be familiar to many Americans. Shi Dahai, another retired teacher, says health care has improved, but still isn't enough.
A man from our village was diagnosed with cancer. His chemotherapy cost nearly $9,000. Local government only reimbursed 30% of the medical bill.
That's a lot of money for farmers here, who receive about $110 in government pension annually. And villager Wang Shugun finds the income gap between rural and urban China staggering. He recently visited Suzhou, a wealthy metropolis, where an 88-story skyscraper is under construction. The areas on both sides of the highways are so pretty, and the environment is so beautiful, he says. High-rise buildings and cities are gorgeous. Wang says for the Communist Party to continue its success in the coming years, its leaders must further improve the lives of farmers and find ways to bridge the gap between urban and rural China. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.